I don't feel like my dreams are at all, like, you know, coherent stories by themselves.
It becomes part of the narrative as soon as
or even coherent in any
I always feel like they're
way. Just that, like, a dialogue between, like, in my unconscious desires
with, like,
and
while I'm sleeping
what I've
and
seen
also
and
what is happening in my
people
day.
Say, like, don't be intimidated.
It's hard to play when you don't have, like, an orchestra play.
Like,
that
I think
was always guitar is more fun because you just pick it up, you know, and, like, play whenever. But, like, the violin.
So I had this one dream where
there were cicadas everywhere, like, dead cicadas all over the ground. And
I don't know what happened, but I remember
being like a different person, like a detective,
like
and
excavating
we cut
excavating,
through the
like,
person's house, like they, that yard,
excavates,
you know,
like,
yeah, right by the gate that we like go under and the cicadas were following us.
I remember finding my own body. And half of it was really, really young. The other half was really, really old, like 80 or so, and like really wrinkled and decayed, you know. And then the rest of the dream was just like
what had happened
out
to my body, you know.
But I can't remember the end of the dream.
What happened to make half
remember,
my body young and half my body
when old. I woke up, I realized that the body I found was me.
As the person who discovered it,
I thought it was just
the person.
Like find out what happened. Like, you know, this lost
person, this lost soul.
Remember, like, you know, in the circus, like they have these
circus,
half men, half women.
You know, it's like that, like. Off in the middle,
there's like a line in the middle, and like the young person's part was wearing like, you know, younger looking clothes, and the other one,
yeah,
had a sweater and frilly stuff,
elderly clothes.
well, the part that was young was really,
yeah,
was really, it was like perfect.
Yeah, I think there was like, that's about it.
I'm sorry, I don't remember that much.
A lot of times, like,
high school,
I would have dreams that, like,
a knowledge of a language
that I didn't know.
He used really elevated jargon.
Like, you know,
huge,
you know,
which is, like, he used words that I don't know.
You know, and so when I woke up and I had, like,
what he had said,
I wanted to write it all down.
He used to use a specific syntax that I wouldn't even fathom.
But it makes sense.
Like, and I've also grasped a mathematical concept
that I can't in real life.
Like, I've done proofs,
geometric proofs,
and it'll make perfect sense. And I'll go through each line
and I'll
remember. And then I'll wake up and I'll have this,
another feeling of relief for,
like, oh, thank God I got it, you know?
Like a mixing pot of what I listen to, like conversation.
Every night
I always feel like
pot
swam,
just words,
colors.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
I would dream there were a whole bunch of people running
out.
Because
the only way out,
huge crowds, the only way out was to go up.
We got to this huge warehouse,
and there was like a band
like banging on it,
and a whole bunch of emo kids. They looked all really scared,
13-year-olds. And as soon as we ran out, the warehouse collapsed,
and then there was a huge forest, and everyone was running.
All the emo kids turned into 8 or 10,
but they were all boys except for me.
They were all screaming, and they were all running for cover.
So everyone was fleeing, and there was like flames coming up from like the left and right sides of the warehouse.
Everyone was really, really young.
There was like a lot of fire everywhere.
And
right before the dream ended, I remember
this really little kid, he was like 5, running in
right in front of me. And he
like,
ran into
there was this tree, and it had a hole in the middle.
And he ran inside the tree, and then he took all the branches and he covered himself up.
He had a close up of his face,
blue eyes, and dark brown hair, and he was really,
and he was just grabbing like all the branches, and
kind of like putting them over him like a blanket.
And when he, as soon as he did it, the branches kind of melded onto him.
I hated it.
I hated like just seeing him because like the smell of his surgical mask reminded me of
like a rubber cement
in my nose,
rubber cement and like pee, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember like
I was like, he's so ugly, and he's got this like big poop of an umbilical,
you know, coming out of his belly.
Disgusting. I was like, he's got a big, what do you want this thing?
He's got a turd coming out of its midsection, and it's all wrinkled.
It doesn't even have good lungs.
He can't even breathe right.
I didn't have any friends in middle school, and so I met my best friend Claire.
I bit her.
No, I met her.
Jamie,
all my teeth were falling out,
and I
know it.
Eat my own teeth.
And like, I feel like when I was little, I had like huge imagination, and like, I feel like I still have some now, but not nearly as much as I used to, you know? And I was